Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Odyssey. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder and discovery. So why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
Ew, ew, geek alert.
What's with all the trash bags?
Setting your sights high enough?
Oh, no, no.
Peer pressure anonymous?
You've got a lot of spunk.
What do you mean enemies?
I hate spunk.
Oh, you Whitakers can be so annoying sometimes.
Jason, it looks like we're fine on everything but Raspberry Ripple.
Again?
Well, it is one of our most popular ice creams.
Okay, I'll take care of it this afternoon.
You know, I could make it for you.
Do you know how?
Well, of course you'd have to tell me.
Uh-huh. Nice try, Connie, but no dice.
Rat.
You know the recipe for Raspberry Ripple's a closely guarded family secret?
Yes, that's what Wit used to say. But you guys really ought to tell somebody. I mean, what if something happened to you?
Well, then the secret would be lost forever.
Very funny.
Hi, guys.
Mom.
Hi, June.
What are you doing here?
I came to get my free sundae.
Oh.
Free
Mom.
Sundae?
Yep, a gift from my wonderful daughter in honor of my promotion at work last week.
A gift, Connie?
Jason did know about this, didn't he?
Well... No, not exactly.
Connie.
I'm sorry. I was going to tell you about it, Jason. I mean, ask you, actually. It's all right, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Good. Thanks.
What flavor would you like, June?
Butterscotch, please.
Coming right up. Connie, since it was your idea, would you do the honors?
Sure.
Thanks. So, what kind of promotion is it?
She's now Administrative Director of Advertising Supplements.
Wow. Sounds impressive.
Thanks. But I'm really just doing the same thing I was doing before, only more of it. And now I'm responsible when things go wrong.
Come on, Mom. You make it sound terrible. There are good things about it, too, like your big raise.
A raise, huh?
Yes, which means now she can buy a new car, which means I'll take her old car and we can get rid of that clunker I've been driving. So when are you getting it, Mom?
Can I have my sundae first?
Oh, yeah, sure. Here you go.
Hey, Sam. How's it going?
Oh, hi, Jason. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah. No. I'm not very happy with myself right now.
Why not?
Because of something I did yesterday. Something I shouldn't have done.
Like what?
Well, after school, I was riding home on my bike when I came across Courtney and some of the other kids. Hey, Courtney!
Oh, hey, Sam.
What's with all the trash bags? Where's everybody going?
Over to McAllister Park. We're going to clean up all the trash near the swing sets.
There's trash near the swing sets?
Oh, yeah, in the bottom of Miller's Ravine. It's a mess.
Really? I guess I haven't been over there for a while.
Trust me. Hey, you want to come along? I've got an extra trash bag and we can use all the help we can get.
Thanks. It sounds like a good idea and all, but I can't.
Why not?
My folks like me to go straight home after school before I go anywhere else.
Oh, come on. They won't mind something like this, will they? If we all do it, it won't take that long. Besides, it's not like we're getting into trouble or anything. We're doing something good.
I know, but...
Hey, everybody! Sam doesn't want to come with us.
Come on, wait a minute. It's not that I don't want to. I just don't think that...
Come on, Sam.
Yeah,
help us out. Come on, Sam, be a hero.
Well, Sam, you're going to be the hero or the goat.
All right.
You'll go?
I'll go.
He'll go.
Yay! I guess a few minutes won't hurt.
Let me guess. It wasn't just a few minutes, was it?
No. I went and we had a great time. And we really cleaned up Miller's Ravine. But when I finally looked at my watch... Oh, no, no!
What's the matter, Sam?
It's almost 4:00.
So?
So it's been more than an hour. I'm dead meat. Bye, Courtney.
Sorry about that, Sam. Thanks for coming.
I rode home as fast as I could. I just knew my mom and dad were gonna kill me. But when I got there... Hey, the door's locked. Why would it be locked? Unless... Mom! Dad! Hello? Anybody home? A note. Sam, we went to the mall. We'll be back around 5 o'clock. Get yourself a snack. Don't go anywhere until we get home. Love, Mom and Dad. They're not home! They're not home! Ha! They don't know! Thanks, Lord!
Thanks, Lord?
I know. That was wrong. I was just so relieved, I wasn't thinking.
Well, you at least told your parents about being late, right?
Well...
Sam?
I just didn't want to get in trouble. I said I feel bad about it.
You gotta tell them.
I know, I will when I get home. I just wish I hadn't let Courtney talk me into going in the first place.
Yeah, it kind of surprises me. She usually doesn't do things like that.
Well, even the best of us have our bad days.
Are you confessing to something, Connie?
Well, Sam's story sort of reminded me of an incident that happened a couple days ago, yeah.
Incident?
Yeah, see, I went to the mall with some friends. You know, Blair Worthington and Carla Austin. Anyway, we were having a good time, and I just bought a pair of shoes. Very expensive shoes. And we were leaving the store.
Those are gonna look so great on you, Connie. Right, Carla?
Yeah, like, totally.
I still don't get what was wrong with the first pair I tried on.
You've got to keep up with the changing styles, girlfriend. These shoes are all the rage. Right, Carla?
Like, yeah, huh? Why does all the rage cost all the money?
Hey, nobody ever said looking good was easy.
Wow! Ew! Ew! Geek alert! Geek alert!
Where?
3 o'clock in front of the computer store, huh?
It's just Larry Millwood.
We know. Quick, get back inside the store.
But he's coming this way!
What? Get down!
Blair!
Down! It's okay. He's gone.
Good.
Come on, let's go get something to drink.
Whoa, wait a minute. What was that all about?
What?
That whole hiding thing we just did.
Duh. We were, like, hiding.
It's a geek drill. We do it whenever we see a geek.
But Larry's a really nice guy.
So? He's still a geek.
Or didn't you notice his pocket protector with about a billion pens in it?
Ew, and like the roll of tape holding his glasses together?
And the way he wears his pants hiked up to his chest?
So what are you saying? That just because he looks a little funny, you don't even want to talk to him?
Like, yeah.
Look, Connie, Larry may be a nice guy, and I do talk to him. Sometimes. But there are days when you just want to be with your friends. If we had talked to Larry, you know it wouldn't have stopped at talking. He would have wanted to hang around with us all day, right?
Well, probably.
I don't want to hang around with him today. I want to hang around with you guys. Just 3 good friends going shopping. Is that so wrong?
No, I guess not.
Besides,
Larry Millwood is a geek.
Totally.
You guys are bad.
Oh, come on, Connie. Lighten up. We're not saying anything that isn't true, are we?
Yeah, Connie. Is it, like, true or not?
Yeah, it is, but...
Then say it.
Yeah, he's a geek.
No.
Come on, Connie. Read my lips. He's a geek.
You weirdos.
Okay, come on.
Okay.
He's a geek.
No, he's a geek.
Come on.
He's a huge geek. Biggest geek in the world.
Say it.
Okay, he's a geek.
Yay!
He's the king of geeks. He's the poster boy for Geekland. He's mayor of Geek City. Look up Geek in the dictionary and you'll see his picture. Larry Millwood is a geek.
Hi, Connie.
Larry.
Bye, Connie.
Larry, wait. Larry! Great.
Whoa, Connie. When you get loud, you really get, like, loud.
Oh, man.
Don't worry about it, Connie. I'm sure he's heard it before. It's just Larry.
I tried to find him to apologize, but he ran to his moped and took off. I haven't seen him at school all week.
Peer pressure really sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
Peer pressure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's what it was, wasn't it? Boy, just when you think you've outgrown something.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Mom? Don't tell me you...
Yeah. Afraid so.
Wow.
Okay, June. What's your story?
Well, it was the day after my promotion, and I was attending my first executive-level meeting with Mr. Peterman, the president of my company, and the other executives. It was pretty boring, really. Just a lot of discussion about procedures and systems analysis. After a couple of hours, we took a short break, and that's when Harry Waters, one of the other execs, sort of clued me in on what to expect next.
So, Junior, hanging in there?
Oh, pretty good. But are all these meetings like this?
No, no. Some are even more boring.
Oh, wonderful.
Wait till Mr. Peterman gets going. He can talk the ears off a stone statue.
Speaking of which, I saw on the agenda that Mr. Peterman is considering sending some manufacturing to outside vendors.
Oh, yeah. It's a pet project of his. Thinks it'll save us money.
Oh, we may save some now, but we'll lose quality control. And that could end up costing us in the long run. Lots.
I know. But like I said, it's Peterman's pet project.
A bad idea is a bad idea, no matter whose it is.
Junior, not actually thinking of telling him that, are you?
Well, somebody should.
Whoa, hold the phone. That is a bad idea.
Why?
Because it's Peterman's pet project. Aren't you listening to me?
What are you saying? That I'm supposed to just sit back and do nothing while Mr. Peterman takes us down a course that's almost certain to lose us lots of money?
Yes.
You're joking, right?
No. June, listen to me. You worked long and hard to become an executive, right? If you want to stay an executive, one of the things you got to learn is how to play the game.
The game?
The game. It's knowing when to speak up and when to shut up. And Peterman's pet project is not the time to speak up. The best thing for you to do is just go along with him. We'll figure out how to fix it later.
But you don't...
June, go along with him.
I didn't feel right about it, but Harry had been there longer than anyone else, and he was the one who really pushed for my promotion. So when Mr. Peterman finished his presentation...
That's the basic plan. Manufacturing on the prototypes will be farmed out to independent vendors. I know it's always been our practice to do things in-house, but this will save us time and money. Reactions?
Yes.
Good. Harry, you've been here the longest. What do you think?
I think we ought to do it, sir.
Great. And what about our newest executive, June?
Well, I think...
Yes?
I think we should go for it.
All right. I knew you were a team player. Let's get to it then. I want flow charts and system designs on how to make this thing happen ASAP.
Smart move, June.
Yeah, smart.
I can't believe it. You caved?
I caved. I know I shouldn't have. I'm certain Mr. Peterman's plan will end up costing the company a lot of money. But like you and Sam, sweetie, I just went along with the crowd.
But you're an adult.
What'd you think, Sam? That peer pressure just happens to young people? I can't tell you how many times I've given in to it when I knew I shouldn't.
Any you'd care to share with us?
No, thank you. This already sounds like a session of Peer Pressure Anonymous.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Connie, and it's been 2 days since I last caved.
Actually, you know, that's not a bad idea.
What? Peer Pressure Anonymous?
Well, maybe not anything that formal. But, you know, the Bible does tell us to confess our sins to one another and bear each other's burdens. Well, you've already done the confessing. Now all we need to do is the bearing.
What do you mean?
Well, I think we need to encourage each other not to give in to negative peer pressure anymore.
That sounds like positive peer pressure to me.
Yeah, I guess it is.
So what are you saying? That we should use positive peer pressure to keep us from giving in to negative peer pressure?
Why not? Add a good dose of prayer to the mix, and you have a great formula for not being conformed to the world, as the Apostle Paul said.
But encouraging each other in here doesn't help me a lot out there, you know. Sam's right. I mean, out there's where everybody's trying to get you to do the wrong thing. Sometimes it's hard to stand up to the whole crowd.
That's true. But there's one thing we all need to remember. Something my dad told me when I was your age, Sam.
What's that?
We have direct access to the best positive peer pressure of all. That's Jesus. Dad used to say, remember, you plus Jesus are always a majority.
Maybe we should ask for some of that help right now, huh?
That's a good idea, June. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we need your help right now to stand strong against the world.
Hey, Jason!
Yeah, Connie?
Guess what we're out of again?
Raspberry Ripple, and I've already taken care of it.
You know, if you just told me how to make it, you wouldn't have to take care of it, and we'd never run out.
Now, Connie, you wouldn't expect the Pentagon to hand over military secrets to its enemies, would you?
Come on, Jason. We're talking about ice cream here, not military secrets. What do you mean enemies? Is one of us supposed to be the enemy here?
Uh-huh. You. And that's why you're not getting the secret.
Oh, you Whitakers can be so annoying sometimes.
Jason! Connie!
Hi, Connie. Sam.
Guess what happened?
What?
Remember last week we talked about peer pressure?
Sure do. And by the way, did you tell your parents about what happened?
Oh, yeah, I did. And they put me on restriction for the rest of the week. Although they did say they were very proud of me for being so honest.
Well, I'm glad everything worked out.
Never mind all that. What happened today?
Oh, yeah. Remember how the kids wanted me to pick up trash last week?
Mm-hmm.
Well, something like that happened to me today. Only this time, I thought about what you said, Jason, and it helped. I was just about to eat lunch at the picnic tables on the playground.
Ah, a soggy peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Hey, Sam.
Oh, hi, Courtney. Hi, guys.
Hi, Sam.
Where are you going?
To get something to eat.
The cafeteria is in the other direction.
We're not going to the cafeteria. We want real food. We're going to Burger City.
On Main Street?
The one and only. You're not really thinking of eating that, are you?
Well, yeah.
That's disgusting.
Why don't you come with us?
I don't have any money. Besides, you're not supposed to leave the school grounds while school is in session.
Oh, please. Everybody does it. Joey McIntosh goes every day. The teachers don't care. They never enforce the rule. Come with us. I'll treat.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. What would you rather have? That soggy mess? Or a nice, hot, juicy burger with the works? A jumbo order of fries? And a nice cold soda?
I really wanted to go. I was so hungry, and my peanut butter and jelly sandwich was getting soggier by the minute. But then, I remembered that me plus Jesus is a majority.
Sorry, Courtney. I'm not going. It isn't right, and you shouldn't go either.
Suit yourself, Sam. Enjoy your sandwich.
Don't worry. I will.
Good for you, Sam.
Yeah, and it's also good that I didn't go, because this time the kids ended up getting caught by the principal, who does enforce the staying on campus rule. The kids ended up getting in loads of trouble.
Way to go, Sam.
Thanks.
Yeah. Although I can see I'm going to have a little talk with Courtney sometime soon.
So what about you, Connie? Anything happen with Larry?
Well, as a matter of fact, something did. You know, I really looked for him all week to apologize, but I couldn't find him. So finally I told one of his friends to tell him to meet me at the water fountain right after school yesterday. But when I got there...
Hi, girlfriend.
Oh, no. Hi, Blair.
Hi, Carla. Hey, we're going over to the mall.
Yeah, like, you want to come?
Thanks, but I can't. I'm waiting for someone.
Oh, ho, waiting for someone?
Ooh, like who?
Connie?
Hi, Larry.
Larry Melwood? This is who you're waiting for?
Whoa, Connie. Like, setting your sights high enough?
I knew it. I knew this is why you wanted to meet with me, so you could all humiliate me some more.
No, Larry, wait.
Meet with him?
You actually, like, asked to meet with him? Like, what's the deal, Connie?
Wow, talk about pressure.
You got that right. But I also remembered what you said, Jason.
So what'd you do?
The deal, Carla, is that I did ask Larry to meet me here, but not to make fun of you, Larry, but to apologize.
Apologize?
Apologize?
Apologize. I'm sorry for what I did to you at the mall, and I hope you'll forgive me.
Sure. Yeah, I forgive you.
This is, like, unbelievable.
Believe it, Carla.
Okay, fine. You apologize. Now, can we go to the mall now?
Yeah. Do you care to join us, Larry?
You want me to go to the mall with you?
Wait a minute. I'm not going to the mall with him.
Well, I'm not going to go without him.
Connie, what are you doing?
I'm making a friend.
Fine. Hope you have fun with him. Come on, Blair.
No! Blair? Come with us.
What?
Yeah, it'll be fun. Is that okay with you, Larry?
Sure, if she wants to. Do you want to, Blair?
Well...
Blair?
Come on, Blair. You need to make a decision. What do you say?
So, what'd she say?
Yeah, did she go?
Well, no. She went off with Carla. And neither one of them's talked to me since. But now I have a new friend. And most important, I didn't follow the crowd.
No, it sounds more like you put the pressure on them.
Hi, everybody. Am I late for the meeting?
Meeting?
You know, Peer Pressure Anonymous.
As a matter of fact, June, you're right on time.
Yeah, Mom, it's your turn. So, what happened at your meeting today?
Oh, my goodness. Well, after our talk last week, I did a lot of thinking. And I finally decided to tell Mr. Peterman what I really thought of his plan.
So it looks like we're set to start farming things out by next week. Any problems?
No, sir. It's an excellent.
Mr. Peterman. Mr. Peterman?
Quiet down. Quiet down. What is it, June?
Well, sir, I haven't been honest with you. Last week, I told you we should go for your plan, when I really didn't think we should. After thinking about it for a week, I've come to the conclusion that we definitely shouldn't do it.
What? No way.
Quiet! Go on, June.
Well, Mr. Peterman, we make a quality product. Sending work out of house will cause a loss of quality control, and that can only hurt us down the line. We can save the same amount of money by concentrating on streamlining our in-house production and manufacturing. Now, I know you feel strongly about your plan, but I think it's a mistake.
June, quiet, quiet! You know, June, you've got a lot of spunk.
Well, thank you, sir.
I hate spunk.
Oh.
I appreciate your honesty, but I didn't promote you to disagree with me. I promoted you because Harry here said you were a team player.
Oh, and she is, sir. I think what June here really means is that all we need to do is work harder to smooth out some of the plan's rough spots and figure out how to make your idea work. Isn't that right, June?
No, Harry, it isn't. What I mean is that, in my opinion, the plan isn't a good one. I'm sorry, Mr. Peterman, but I can't in good conscience stand by and allow the company to waste money. It's not good business, and it's not good stewardship. And if that's what's expected of me in this new job, then I guess I'd just as soon have my old job back.
June, do you realize what you just did?
Yes, Harry, I think I do.
So what happened?
Well, let me put it this way. It looks like you'll be driving that old clunker for a while longer. I'm sorry, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry for you, Mom.
Oh, thanks, but it's okay. I did the right thing, and I didn't give in.
Congratulations, June.
Well, your dad was right. Jesus is the best positive peer pressure there is.
Speaking of which, you know, there's somebody in this group who I think really needs some positive peer pressure right now.
Oh?
Someone who's holding on to an important piece of information vital to the success of his business.
Connie, I am not going to tell you how to make raspberry ripple.
But it'll make things so much easier around here if you would.
Connie,
I think she's right, Jason.
Sam?
Well, there have been a lot of times when we've had to wait for raspberry ripple until you've had time
See?
To make it.
Yes, but...
That doesn't sound very efficient, Jason.
Not you, too.
Come on, Jason, just give it up.
No, listen.
Just, you know, just...
You know, going against the crowd is never an easy thing to do, and sometimes requires sacrifice. Like Jason said, it's what the Apostle Paul meant when he wrote that we should not be conformed to the world. But Paul also wrote that we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. One way we do that is by praying and by letting God do the transforming. And just remember, when it comes to positive peer pressure, you've got one friend who outweighs all the others, Jesus. Adventures and Odysseys, a presentation of Focus on the Family, with a little help from my friends, was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odysseys.